We're going to read from Luke's Gospel, Luke chapter 19, Luke 19, verse 1 to 10. Now, I'm not reading this from the version that you have in the pew Bibles. I brought along a couple of selections with me. I have them printed out in very large print because I'm short-sighted, and for me to be able to see it with the glasses on, I have to have it in very big print, and I picked a couple of versions and brought it along in that, and unfortunately I didn't pick the right one, but there you are. There isn't very much difference anyway in the one that I'm going to read from. But it's a familiar story to you. It's the story of Jesus passing through Jericho and meeting with Zacchaeus. And let's hear God's word. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." Amen. And may God bless to our hearts the reading of his word. The story of Jesus meeting with Zacchaeus is one that is very familiar to all of us. It's a story that you very likely learned first at Sunday school, or maybe when you were even younger than going to Sunday school, your mum or dad read that story from a children's Bible to you. And it's a story that I'm sure is still taught in Sunday schools, and it is still read to our children. It's a short story. It's a very simple story. And yet there are important things in that story for us to learn. Of course, the story of Jesus passing through Jericho tells of the most important event in Zacchaeus' life. For Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house." Tremendous that, isn't it? Today salvation has come to this house. That salvation that came to Zacchaeus, that salvation that came to Zacchaeus' house is still freely offered to all in the gospel today. Well, we're told Zacchaeus wanted to see who Jesus was, or was seeking to see Jesus. The word that's used there, the Greek, speaks about desiring something, wanting something, seeking something, or even pursuing something. He wanted to see who Jesus was. Zacchaeus probably had heard about Jesus. He probably had heard something of Jesus, for his fame had spread far and wide. His fame was such that crowds surrounded him, that crowds followed him. He couldn't get away from the crowds. Even that story that we read with the children, there was a great crowd around Jesus. They just flocked to him. And there was such a crowd there in Jericho. But perhaps more important for Zacchaeus than what the crowd was going for. The crowd was going to see miracles. Isn't that what they flocked after him about? When he fed the 5,000, they flocked to him. They wanted to see more miracles. They wanted to see him curing the sick, curing the ill. But perhaps more important than the miracles, Zacchaeus had heard something of how Jesus disturbed the self-righteous religious leaders of the day. Because Jesus associated with those who were regarded as the baser elements in society, with the tax collectors and sinners. And even in our story, whenever Jesus went to Zacchaeus' house, the people in the crowd started muttering. They couldn't understand it. He was going to the house of this sinner. For Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector, a wealthy man. His business was in the service of Rome. His business was in the service of Caesar, which would have made him at least, at the best, unpopular. And the way of that business was, or the way that business was carried out by tax collectors, may have, as one commentator puts it, encompassed him with universal hatred. When people saw him, they might well have felt nothing but hatred for him. A despised man there in Jericho. But Jesus dealt with the outcasts. Jesus dealt with the sinners. Jesus dealt with the hated and the despised. So Zacchaeus had probably heard. And so Zacchaeus was curious and he was seeking to see Jesus. He wanted to see Jesus, to see who this man was. Now, it's one thing to want something, but it's quite another to set out to get what you want. Often, whenever we say we want something, we just don't have the determination need it to get it. Yes, we would like this, we would like that, but we can't be bothered to do what's needed to get it. When our children were younger, we used to holiday in England. We'd tow a caravan there, stayed in many places, and a few times we stayed just outside London and traveled in on the underground. And we had a whole list of things we wanted to see and wanted to do. There were historic places we wanted to see. There were museums we wanted to go to. And one of those places was the Tower of London. But every time we got near the Tower of London, there was a great queue of people. Queuing in the hot sunshine, and it always seemed to be hot, waiting to get in. And we looked at each other and said, we can't be bothered standing in that queue. We're not going to stand there with the children and have them getting fed up and having all the problems associated with children getting fed up. But Zacchaeus was determined. He was seeking to see Jesus. He wanted to see Jesus. There was a great crowd there. And when he saw the crowd, he didn't just give up. He didn't just go back home and say to himself, maybe another time, maybe there'll be some other time I can see Jesus. When he couldn't see over the heads of the crowd, when he couldn't get his way through the crowd, he ran on ahead. He knew the way Jesus would have to take, and he ran on ahead, and he climbed the tree so he could have a good view. He certainly wasn't concerned about his dignity as a chief tax collector. He wasn't afraid of the ridicule that might be heaped on him when the people in that crowd saw him perched up there in the tree. And so often, Zacchaeus is still portrayed as something of a silly little man up a tree. Sometimes even when children are being taught the story of Zacchaeus, he's pictured like that silly little man perched up on a tree. But Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. He was determined to see Jesus. And because of that determination, he did see Jesus. And he spoke with Jesus. And he entertained Jesus in his own home. Now, we've come here today to worship. And many who are sitting here today would profess faith in Jesus. But I wonder how many of us who profess that faith in Jesus really want to see who Jesus is. Or let's put that another way. How many of us really want to know him? Something you might say to yourself, I want to know Jesus more and more. I want to have a close, deep fellowship with him. I want to walk with Jesus every step of my life. And maybe there have been occasions whenever you've been touched emotionally with a sense of what he has done for you. And you've been moved to tell yourself that you want to know him in a deeper, fuller way. But all too often that's as far as it goes. The expression of a desire. And it goes no further. It doesn't translate into the determination to do everything in your power, to do all that it takes to get to know him in a deeper, fuller way, to develop a greater fellowship with him. As it were, you don't climb the tree with Zacchaeus. A consistent, deep, close fellowship with Jesus doesn't come by wishful thinking and by just saying that something that you would like to see in your life. It comes by determined doing of what will produce it. By clearing away the obstacles to that fellowship in your life. By making time to spend with him in prayer and study alone and together. I think there was an announcement about study groups meeting. Will you join one? Will you go to one? Will you seek to see Jesus, to grow closer to Jesus in one of those groups? Following him in obedience and service, do you do that? Worshipping him together? Are you determined, like Zacchaeus, to see Jesus, to see who he is? A determination that Zacchaeus put into action. Are you determined to grow to know him in a deeper, fuller way, developing a greater fellowship with him? Then do something about it. Do what's needed. Zacchaeus climbed the tree, and probably to his surprise and certainly to his delight, Jesus singled him out for particular attention. In that crowd, can you imagine Zacchaeus' amazement? In that crowd, Jesus was concerned with him. A no good, cheating, swindling, collaborating sinner. And Zacchaeus knew just what he was. Oh, we read over and over again in the Gospels of Jesus' care and concern and love for individuals. For blind Bartimaeus, who was picked out from the crowd outside Jericho just before Jesus entered the city. A crippled woman, a man whose son was thrown into convulsions. Jairus, the rich young ruler, the woman who touched the edge of his cloak. The Samaritan woman, that woman who had lived such a sinful life that Jesus met at the well. Jesus was interested in, was concerned for, was caring and compassionate and loving towards individuals, and he is still today. He is interested in, concerned for, caring, compassionate, loving for you today. Yes, he's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And he paid the price of salvation for a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language. But though it's the world, though it's a great multitude that's spoken of, it was for you and me as individuals that he was nailed to that cross and bled and died. It was to pay the price for your sin. As an individual, he was nailed to that cross and bled and died. Oh, it's so very easy to be lost in the crowd, to become just another number. Go home and look at how many numbers have been allocated to you. How many customer numbers you have. You cease to be an individual, you cease to be a person, and you're just a number who's brought up on the keyboard and on the screen. And we have number after number after number. And we can be lost, lost in the crowd, just another number. We can feel as though we are so unimportant, so insignificant, we're really of little worth. Very small cog in a very big wheel. But you're not unimportant. You are not insignificant. You are not of little worth to Jesus. He stopped and he picked out Zacchaeus from the crowd because he cared for him, and he cares for you and me. He knows your name as he knew Zacchaeus' name, and he has time for you just as he had time for Zacchaeus. As he made his way to Jerusalem and the cross. Oh, this is something you ought never to forget. Never lose sight of this. You are not unimportant and insignificant, too unimportant, too insignificant for Jesus to bother with you. He gave himself to the cross for you. To his surprise and delight, Zacchaeus not only saw Jesus, but he met him, and what a costly meeting it was. Jesus' presence had a marvelous effect on him. Zacchaeus said, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Zacchaeus was an important man, I suppose. The word used to describe him as a chief tax collector may point to him as being in control of all the taxes in Jericho, with other tax collectors below him. And the business that they carried out was corrupt. It was built on greed. Cheating was a way of life. So Zacchaeus had probably cheated many people there in Jericho. But he saw who Jesus is, the Messiah, the Savior, the Lord, and salvation came, and salvation changed his life. Right at the end of the book of Job, Job 42, verse 5 to 6. Job says this. I think it's the last thing Job says to God in that book. "My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes." Zacchaeus had probably heard of Jesus, but Zacchaeus had seen Jesus, and his making restitution showed his repentance, his putting away his old sinful ways, and his commitment to Jesus as Savior and Lord. And Jesus made a costly commitment to Zacchaeus and to you, the most costly of all in paying the price for your sin and giving himself to the cross for you. What's your commitment to him? Verse in the hymn, "When I survey the wondrous cross," says, "were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all." Have you seen Jesus? Have you repented like Zacchaeus? Have you given him your soul, your life, your all? Oh, if we profess Jesus as Savior and Lord, our commitment to him must be total. We can't hold on to our old way of life. So the story of Zacchaeus teaches us determination and commitment. Determination to know Jesus in a deeper, fuller way, developing a greater fellowship with him. And commitment to him that doesn't count the cost, but gives him everything. And it teaches that Jesus is interested in, concerned for, caring and compassionate towards each one of us. We're never lost in the crowd to him. But perhaps you don't know him. Perhaps you only know about him. For you've heard about him here week after week. But you don't have a personal relationship and fellowship with him. You can't say with Job, "My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. That day when Zacchaeus set out to see Jesus, salvation came to his house. I wonder, did you come today wanting to see Jesus? Did you come, perhaps as you come here week after week, and what has been preached has made you think about life and death week after week? It's made you think maybe about sin and judgment. Maybe made you think about heaven and hell. Maybe made you think about where you stand before God. Maybe in past weeks. You've told yourself you want to see Jesus. You want the forgiveness, the peace with God, the life, the hope, and the joy that's brought through the suffering of Jesus Christ and his death on the cross, for he paid the price for you there. Maybe you've told yourself in the past, you just wish you had what these Christians have. You wish you could be like them. But week after week, something holds you back. You're not like Zacchaeus. You won't climb the tree to see him. Is it fear of losing what you know you would have to give up? If you trusted in Jesus, Zacchaeus had to give up his cheating, his lying, his corruption. Is it what you might have to give up? And you just can't do it? Is it the commitment you know you would have to make to Jesus? That it couldn't just be a little part of yourself, but it would be your whole being, the giving of your whole self to him for the rest of your life? Is that holding you back? Is it fear of the crowd that you run with, that you go about with, and what they might say and what their reaction might be, or even members of your family? Jesus said, today salvation has come to this house. That salvation is the forgiveness of sins. It's being brought into a right standing with God. It's being brought from condemnation and death and hell to forgiveness and life and heaven. Today salvation has come to this house, and today salvation can come to you. Oh, let nothing stop you taking hold of Jesus, putting your faith in him, asking his forgiveness. Let nothing stop you. The issue is life or death, condemnation or forgiveness, heaven or hell. Now let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this story of Zacchaeus. We give you thanks for how it shows us Jesus' concern for each one of us as individuals. We give you thanks that salvation came to Zacchaeus' house that day, and he repented of his sin, and his life was made over anew. He had new eternal life. We thank you for the commitment he made to the Savior. And we pray, Lord, that we would make that same commitment. Lord, we want to see Jesus. We want to be more like Jesus. Help us, Lord, to do all that we can to see him and be like him. And we pray, Lord, for sinners like Zacchaeus gathered here. We pray that you would take away all those things that would stop sinners finding salvation in Jesus. Open eyes, open hearts, open souls to receive the Savior, to receive life in him. We pray, Lord, that even now you would bring your salvation to this meeting house, to every head bowed before you, to every heart turned towards you, to the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.